Winona Drive Chamber Music Ensemble here. It's just Ruth Colvin, Alicia Crew, Warren Hagstrom, Barbara Clark on various...
And Rosemary Lester.
Oh, wow, and a late entrant, Rosemary Lester, on various kinds of recorders, and Judy Wacker on one various kind of viola.
You can imagine that you're going down the Thames River on a barge. You can be on the Royal Barge with King George I in 1717, and the band is on a separate barge within earshot.
The metaphors, I guess, are left to people's imaginations, but I think it was interesting that in this day of the age of oil, and we used to have an age when coal was king, in all these ages, water is by far the most important liquid in our lives.
Norman, I have a metaphor for you. Figure out what Dan says, one metaphor for you, sir. I'm going to bring up one more chair, but I'm going to stand.
I'll stand and hold
it. You stand and hold, and I'll stand and clear. It says piano on there. This is obviously not a piano. This is an Anglo concept scheme. There it is.
not cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly.
Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. A ship there is, and she sails the seas. She is gray and deep, as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I give. I know not if I sink or swim. The water is wide, I cannot cross
for answers in our time. We
I should recall Toby.
Thank you.
life. Warren Hagstrom is going to read Born of the Wonder.
On the first day, God said, I think I shall put two atoms of hydrogen together with one of oxygen and see what happens. Hey, she thought, this is really cool. And then she made humans and we messed things up. On July 28, 1921, my second day, blazing heat, bare hillside, Arizona sun. Mother kept me alive through the flu epidemic of 1921 with water-drenched blankets hung in the doorway. Water. Dab job, chlorinate the Pasadena water supply. What caused my skin to bleach? Did cancer rates increase? I was proud to help Dad. He wouldn't do anything wrong. Water. Family hikes to a shady mountain stream. Mom made sandwiches. We got one quarter of a Hershey bar each. Downstream, chlorination. Water. Toxic. Cleansing. I was baptized, but I kept on sinning anyhow. Water is not enough. Diapers, hand washed in an iron pail. Love cleanses. Water is instrument. Swimming, my favorite sport. Nearly drowned twice. Water is a stern master. Water.
I'll invite the leadership room. And you have words to this.
On your chest, you have a shark.
And little slipper, look like this. The squalo.
The squalo. And it's going to be up to you to sing it, because I just learned this thing. If I look up once, I'm dead. You are the squalo. You also, in a way, are la tarantata or lo tarantoto. Some of you know the Italian tarantella is a dance to ward off the spider mice, or the spider, or the tarantula. It's traditionally done by women, and they were a woman who danced. It was called la tarantata. It kind of got to be a fun thing to do, so I think there were a lot of imaginary spider bites, just because the dance got wilder, and it was an excuse to kind of let it all out. So we're going to rehearse a bit. Stand up if you wish. And just, I'll give you kind of the rhythm. Nancy Schrofnagel, come on up and help me. Okay. And you can all follow Nancy when we get to the part that I'm going to tell you to just get up and just as wild as you want to while I'm playing, provided I don't fall off the accordion. We're going to go, yeah. You want to turn around and do it? Go ahead. Whatever you want to do. Okay. The sequence is this. And again, I'm not going to be looking at you. I'm going to be looking at my fingers. So, number one, I will play very slowly for selfish reasons. Number two, you will sing it very slowly. Number three, we will speed it up. And then the recorder just toss your music down. And then, so four times, you sing on two and three, and you move on four. Go swallow, baby. See, that brings in the tension. Okay. I'm taking a ball from the accordion. I don't need to play. So I've got to find the buttons. I don't know where they are.
Here's the general area.
Where is it, Mike? There's one. Do. I think I'm there. There, I'm there. Okay, Warren's heard this so many times the last 2 days. I think he's going to get sick if I play it. But here we go. Slowly watch the words and see if you can follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Surrounded by corn and soybean fields, and has a lot of sediment and atrazine and nitrates in it in the spring. And one thing I remember from Danville is all the warnings in the spring that if you value your health, you won't drink the water. So we were down there a couple years ago, and we just got up in the morning and started drinking the water, and we wrote these words to a song to the tune of She'll Be Coming Around Mom. So, sing the song. Ready?
Got that good old Danville water in my blood.
Yes, I do.
Got that good old Danville water in my blood. Yes, I do. Got some atrazine.
The river. The river! Well,
This is a song about a person who has a favorite spot on the river. The name of the river is Alwyn, and I'm singing it in Welsh, so I'm explaining it a little bit to you now. Anyway, it's a wonderful, peaceful little river. The birds are singing. It's a beautiful area in the valley, and this person likes to come back there for rejuvenation and peace. Oh, and I should say, this is a Pantheon song in which the singer sings one tune and the accompanist, usually on harp, plays another tune, and the harpist or piano starts, and then the singer comes in, and they both end together.
Thank you.
don't see any guests or visitors, except maybe Marty Gras. Did you count as a guest or visitor?
Yes, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Otherwise, I think it's all old familiar faces.
Yes.
Oh!
Actually, I've been here several times.
Third time, I
guess. A lot of fun.
Tell us.
My name is Helen Becker. I live here in Madison. I've been here for about 30 years.
And you came first with your dad, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the this page, the back page of your insert, you will see two announcements. And I'm going to do a segue on that first one. It says here, send your registrations for the Periannual Retreat, which is at Bethel Horizon in Southwest Wisconsin. And it's happening the weekend of September 17th through 19th, which is just 5 weeks away.
And the opening of Overture. Yes, because we have to sing it
on the 19th.
Oh, we're dancing on the 25th, so whatever. Yeah. The very expensive arts district downtown is getting us started that weekend.
Lots of free events.
What I want to say is this. The text for this announcement is, seek and you shall find. Because we have a registrar, as you see, Robin Froud sitting right here.
I've received two registrations. I think Mike is one, and
I
should be Mary.
Obviously, we need more registrations. But what's going to happen is that we're all going to get there on Friday evening. We're going to sit around and just do stuff. Unless we can find somebody to coordinate the program. Now, this is why seek and you shall find, because I know that there's somebody. Possibly somebody in this very room who is willing to coordinate the program. I'm not talking about doing everything. I'm talking about finding talented people. Gotta be your talent. To run the program. You gonna do it?
You forgot. You already talked me into it.
You said you would do it if nobody else would.
Oh, all right.
You forgot. Yeah. Okay, we got a program director. I forgot. Sometime, really soon, Norma will be in touch with you. We're talking, Friday evening is pretty well sitting around and socializing. It's Saturday from the, as the sun rises, one of our talented members maybe will do a little yoga.
Who does yoga?
Or stretching, or something like that. Out on that beautiful deck with the dawn. We got someone? Sarah? No. Paula? Okay. See, you start with Paula. Put your hand up, Paula. She'll be loosening you all up in the morning. There will be fascinating things to do throughout the day. We'll need your input on this. We'll need your help, because it's not going to happen without you. But Norma's going to be riding herd, as I know. That's something she does very, very well. The other announcement is that Danny, God bless him, is doing just got too much going on in his life. And he can't do membership chair anymore and do justice to all the other good stuff he's doing, like singing Welsh and being our administrator. So we need somebody to chair our membership committee. Don't volunteer right now. Just hold it for a little. Talk to me right afterwards, whoever you are. As soon as we get through here today, I'll be happy to bring you into the fold. Or if you want to wait a day or two and let me know, that would be fine too. Any other announcements?
Yes. I have pink blocks, one Virginia waterleaf, and branching coneflower plants out there for Coast Prairie. And the yellow flowers in that one over there are the branching coneflower. You'll have a whole bouquet. I want to stand this tall. They will come out next year bigger.
It's a
Nobody's ever grown those. They're one of my real favorites because they are, they're very easy to grow. They grow in shade or sun, and they flower from now to their full flower until killing frosts.
And they multiply.
And multiply. They're spread around, but they're not invasive. Native plant.
We have volunteers.
Can you grow them in pot?
I would think so.
I would think you could too, because as tall as that was, the roots were all very tall.
They're pretty shallow.
A song we sang earlier, we talked about boats, as well as water, and peace and love, and Dan is working with an outfit called Go-Go Prohibition. He'd be happy to have you call him and help get voters registered. We need people to vote this September. Primary coming up there, and in November. Talk to Dan about that.
I got a call from NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, last week, and Congress still has to pass all the appropriations for the coming up budget. And in the health appropriations bill, they changed the language so that money will only go to programs that are abstinence only. So Planned Parenthood would lose all of its federal funding here as well as overseas if the health appropriation bill goes through with this slight change in language. So I think it was in the Health Appropriations Committee last week, and I apologize for not having any more specific information, but I want to look into that.
Another reason to vote. At 11:45, 25 minutes from now, book club discussing Reading Lolita in Tehran. Downstairs?
Yes. Downstairs is a mess.
There or somewhere.
Good luck.
Good luck. Next Sunday, in this very place. Stand up, Judy. Smile. Judy's program next week. How far can reach a smile? Any other Dan?
First of all, the deadline for Prairie Fire is today, so if you have anything for the next issue, then please, by whatever medium you care to. Robin and I were on a trip to Minnesota a couple weeks ago, and we were in a car, and a car came up, was passing us on the left on the interstate, and started honking at us. You know, usually when that happens, like in a bar. And then they waved, you know, waving enthusiastically. And then they pulled over in front of us and kept going, and we thought about it for a minute. Finally, I realized that they had seen the sticker on the back of my car. And they knew that we were UUs. So I want to bring this
they
to your attention.
They had the same one.
They had the same one on their car. And we've been selling these on the table all in front. And maybe you haven't noticed, but it's kind of a colorful table. But that's one reason you can, that's one way to connect with people. And another thing that we found out is it's really been easy to find our car in a parking lot. Such a distinctive color. It's really pretty. So they're only $2. And I know there's going to be a rush for them after the service today. So get yours while you can.
I can vouch for this finding the place. I've had it for a long time now.
Yeah.
Really helps finding your car. A
couple, three more things, unless there are any other announcements. We'll do another gift, and it's in your book at 100. Following that, we will read the Bond of Union, which is in the front of your book. It's also on the front page of your program folder today. And then finally, stick around and greet other people, drink some coffee or some tea, and go in peace.
You can all stand.
Thank you.
down if you can. Remain standing. We, the members of Prairie, wish to associate ourselves together in a religious community which affirms that we share a common humanity, that we need one another, and that our futures are inescapably bound together. Together we will expand our intellectual horizons, enrich our sensory experiences, and deepen our emotional sensitivities. We will sharpen our ethical awareness and broaden our sense of social responsibility. We will stand tall in our quest for integrity of life, yet not at others' expense. As the prairie stretches out until it becomes one with the sky, let us reach out to touch and be one with the natural world and with one another. Coffee and peace. Coffee like a river in my soul.
The music that continued in the lobby.
Thank you.
Well, Just call for coffee. Going? Going?
Gone. Oh, lots. Let's talk about it later. Okay, I'm on that.
The height of the season.
Recorded at Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society, August 15th, 2004.